This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A somber mood is hanging over the start of Ramadan for Palestinians amid the ongoing conflict in Gaza and the looming threat of famine. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Preparations are underway in Gaza's Rafah for a very different Ramadan this year. Umm Sahib Abu Jabal now lives in a tented camp in the southern city.
It is not like other years when the Ramadan table had different types of food. This year, God knows if we can find the food. Many people will be fasting and won't find food to break their fasting.
Nevertheless, she said they were insisting on putting up decorations and celebrating.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A top donor says it will resume funding the UN Agency for Palestinians as Gaza hunger grows, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Sweden's decision comes weeks after numerous countries halted financial support in response to Israeli allegations against the organization. Sweden's reversal came as a ship bearing tons of humanitarian aid is preparing to leave Cyprus for Gaza. International donors are launching a sea corridor to supply the besieged territory. The health ministry in Gaza said that more people, including a two-month-old infant, had died because of malnutrition, increasing the total number of hunger-related deaths in the conflict to over 24. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Farmers blocked railway tracks at a northern border in India on Sunday, continuing demands for a minimum support price for their crops. The protesters stopped trains and chanted slogans while sitting on railway tracks in a bordering village.